You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you are here. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm really excited that you're here. If you are an OG and you keep coming back, you know I love you, and you know I say this every episode. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. You guys make this so easy for me. I enjoy doing this podcast so much. And if you are getting any sort of insight or help or tips or tricks from this podcast that is helping you wake up, helping you just live a more intuitive life, if you can head on over to iTunes and write a 5-star review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. But before you go ahead and click submit, make sure you take a screenshot or a picture and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, and I am going to send you my soul alignment activation for free as a thank you. So, guys, it's December. It is December 2020, the last month of this shitstorm. Thank you. Thank the Lord. My, has this been a very eventful and turbulent year, and I am very happy that it is coming to a close. In today's episode, I sit and hang out with our favorite astrologer, Hannah Kuhari, as she gives us the lowdown on what is happening in the stars for the month of December. So I'm going to give you a little sneak peek because I have a feeling like people are sitting here with, like, you know, panting like, oh God, is it going to be like anything like, you know, the last 2 months? No, it's actually a very hopeful and positive month and a very powerful month. And you are going to really enjoy what Hannah has to say about this month. So be sure to listen to the whole thing because we got some crazy stuff going on, a lot to look forward to, a lot of changes happening. I'm sure that you can already tell. And I am just so freaking excited for 2021. So enjoy, and I will see you guys around. All right, guys, it is December, meaning this is the last astrology report for 2020. Hannah?
Hello. How are you guys? I know it's the last one for the major year that we've had. And we've got a nice little shift in energy. And I feel like a lot of us are already recognizing and feeling that shift. I feel like Sagittarius season came in like the biggest breath of fresh air. Mm-hmm. Have you felt that?
Oh my gosh. The funny thing is, and I have to tell you this, for me, the whole month of November, it was, you know, you gave the report and it was a lot of things coming up to the surface, right? Uh-huh. A lot of truths, a lot of shock almost, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, it was just that for me, the whole month of November, it was just things coming up to the surface and people showing their true colors and everything like that in every possible situation.
Yep.
And I'm, you know, we spoke about this earlier, but, you know, you said that it's a little bit more hopeful for December. So I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yes, absolutely. And even moving into 2021, which I won't give anything major away for the next year, because that will be something that we can look forward to. But yeah, you know, 2020 has really been all about tearing down and taking away and reevaluating. And 2021 offers us more of the undercurrent of restructuring, rebuilding, more hope, and there's still a lot of work to do. Like, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of work to do. But yeah, even with what's happening right now, as we've shifted out of Scorpio season, where we were all called to do this really intense inner work, right? A lot of shadow work, which is really exhausting. And it is very intense and reflective. And Sagittarius offers us this frequency of unfolding into our higher purpose and coming into the frame of a more conscious direction within our life. So it's taking what we've learned from Scorpio, taking the wisdom that we have uncovered, those truths that have come to the surface, and putting them in our hearts and carrying them forward with, you know, vigor and passion to light the world on fire with excitement and with adventure. And that's what Sagittarius is all about, is the adventure of what life could be. And I think that feels hopeful. You know, it's exciting to feel like, okay, we've done the work and now we can start to view a little bit of the rewards. We can enjoy a little bit more. And just chatting about Sagittarius season just briefly, Sagittarius is a very human sign. And when I mean that it's a human sign, I mean that the energy of Sagittarius really exemplifies the personal struggle that each of us goes through in order to free ourselves from the material world and the material life that we have in order to move into a place of a more spiritually driven reality. Mm. So, you know, we all kind of ebb and flow back between what our human life calls us to do, right? And the stresses of mortgages and student loans and raising kids. And then we also have this call of our heart and our soul that tells us that we need to be focusing on, you know, our spiritual life and how we can be more empathetic and loving and compassionate. And Sagittarius understands that, that frequency of unfolding that I mentioned. And Sagittarius is the philosopher and the adventurer of the zodiac, but it's also the student and the teacher, right? We see this beautiful duality of being absorbent of what we're learning, but also empowered to share it, to share that wisdom of what we've learned along the way from our own adventures with the world, leading humanity from one goal to the next. But using temperance, which Sagittarius is attached to the temperance card in tarot, utilizing that temperance in order to understand when the right time is to share that information. Instead of being like the know-it-all who has to interject all the time, it's knowing when to calm that fiery impulse and waiting for that inspired moment to create opportunity for that higher mind wisdom to emerge and be shared.
I love that. And that just reigns so true for me this month, where it's, oh my God, I love that you've brought that up, because it was very true for me, where it was like, I could react and I can say everything that I know, or I can just let it simmer and not have my Leo ascension, like, you know, take over and make, you know, go a little crazy, where it's like, I have to respond. Right. And yeah. I did a Insta story about it, because it's so important, because it's so interesting to watch people react rather than if we just allow ourselves to, you know what we know, but allow ourselves to respond in a way that will bring us to where we want to go.
Exactly. Exactly. And Sagittarius looks at these experiences and it says, like, I could react from an emotional place, or I could react based on what my own wisdom has told me, based on what my past experiences have shown me. So it's that pause of and making that aligned choice to know when is the right moment. And how to either share or to move forward, or, you know, respond to someone else. You know, and Sagittarius is so devoted to inner truth, to understanding the world as a whole, you know, at large, and exploring. That's that beautiful optimistic energy that Sagittarius carries that we're all just breathing in right now. So, you know, I just encourage you guys, while we're in Sagittarius season, to just get out and explore. And that could be as simple as like going for a walk in a new place, exploring a new park by your house if you can, or set your sights on new challenges or areas in your life that you are excited to master. because Sagittarius is all about mastering a new hobby or mastering the knowledge behind a particular topic. So, you know, maybe it's reading a bunch of books about a part of history or a particular topic that you're just really excited about. And it's also engaging with people who expand your worldview. Again, Sagittarius has that large vantage point of able to see the bigger picture. So don't be afraid to share ideas and connect with those that maybe see the world in a different way than you do. And what can you learn from them? What can you share with them? Mm-hmm. How is your perception of possibility? How can that be changed by having these people in your life? So it's choosing that lens of adventure and moving forward with optimism.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yes. Sagittarius, it's a good sign. It's an intense sign. And, you know, sometimes I think it can bring a lot of uncomfort because we get so used to our own belief systems and doing things, but it definitely allows us to take those steps outside of our comfort zone and to experience things that aren't our norm.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It is kind of a restless energy, mm-hmm. But it's restless in the sense that it wants to keep going. It wants to continue on. And after this point in the year, I think we're all ready to move ahead, forge ahead, and see what happens with more hope and more possibility.
Yes, I agree.
So let's get into the dates. We've got some really major stuff happening in November. Major, major, major. And I'm excited about this month to share with you guys. So the first thing that's going on, December 1st, we have Mercury shifting into Sagittarius. So Mercury has been in Scorpio for a while. Now, Mercury is the planet of communication. It's intellect, facts, figures, information. And Sagittarius is the sign of philosophy and perspective and our belief system. So Mercury is considered to be in its detriment in Sagittarius because it's less focused on facts and instead drawn to considering the bigger picture, future plans, big ideas, and concepts. However, intuitively, as I was doing all the calculations for this month, I really feel like this shift is actually a gift because it offers us this renewed sense of faith and hopefulness that comes with the planets moving into Sagittarius. And after such a heavy and intense Scorpio season this year, I think collectively, we are welcoming this opportunity to look upwards and outwards, shifting our thoughts from suspicions and secrets to more hopefulness and optimism. And, you know, we're all ready to embrace what's coming in the new year. And with the holiday season at our feet, Mercury in Sagittarius really helps us aspire to be something greater, to be more generous, to be more flexible. So here's an example of how, you know, by the rules in astrology, like I said, Mercury is in its detriment in Sagittarius, but I see this as more of a gift, mm-hmm. considering what's happening in the world and how we can utilize that energy. So it's a nice little shift as we've got more planets moving into Sag. So let's talk about some of these big events that are going to be happening around the middle of the month. Okay. So December 14th here in the Northern Hemisphere, December 15th in the Southern Hemisphere, and closer to like Australia, we've got the new moon solar eclipse in Sagittarius. This is a really intense eclipse. It is all about taking charge in our lives. Now, we've spoken about eclipses before on the podcast, but I'll just go over briefly that eclipses are all about swift changes, course corrections, and karmic realignments that offer major transformation. So anything that happens during an eclipse would happen eventually, but the energy of the eclipse, because they align with the karmic lunar nodes of the moon, accelerate those timelines, okay? So this eclipse in particular is very energetically charged. It's a strong one. So,
oop.
and it's it, there's lots of good stuff. Nothing bad. Okay. Eclipses are like ongoing narratives that correspond with the previous eclipse cycle. So this year and into 2021 and 2022, we're going to be seeing this narrative play out between Gemini and Sagittarius. So solar eclipses is the closing of the chapter that have occurred for us back in June. That was the last time that we had our lunar eclipse in Sagittarius. So consider what you were doing then back in June. What have you learned since then? And since Gemini is all about intellect and socially minded details, whereas Sagittarius likes to frame things around the big picture through like a philosophical lens, you may have had some changes around you during this time that you are still making sense of. You know, take a look and journal about those themes that areas of your life where you've changed. And this new moon offers us the opportunity to review our personal belief systems, right? This is the Sagittarius themes, our philosophies, the ways that we want to connect with our collective and global community. So are there old beliefs that you're ready to let go of? Are there philosophies or viewpoints that have changed for you this year? I think a lot of us have. A lot of us have had, you know, viewpoints and belief systems that have been challenged or changed. And, you know, this is an ideal time to reflect on how the events of 2020 have reshaped you and your life and your worldview. So use those insights as your personal compass as we continue to gather further knowledge and tools to move into the new year with a more inspired beginning. And I just want to mention that we have a conjunction with Mercury during this new moon. So there is definitely an undercurrent of how we communicate and share this hopefulness and optimism. And there's also this harmonious trine with Mars in its fellow air sign in Aries, giving us that initiating spark and energy to move ahead with confidence.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's a lot of reflecting, a lot of, figuring out where you've shifted and changed and what you want to bring forward into the new year. So December 15th, Venus moves into Sagittarius, right? We've got all these planets that are moving out of Scorpio. So Venus is the planet of love and beauty. She also rules all of our desires. So when she is in Sagittarius, she strengthens our desire to grow. And there's definitely a little bit of a defiant edge to Venus and Sag, and it's just because she wants all the freedom to explore. She doesn't want to be tied down to any one thing. She wants this room to be free, to be detached, and to be a little bit wild and candid about where she wants to expand. So we're utilizing that energy as well to consider where we want to grow. What does that space look like? Both within our personal desires, but also within our relationships. There is some restlessness with this energy because of Sagittarius, but Venus here wants to examine what we're learning about our relationships and whether or not we're learning about ourselves in tandem. So, you know, this could be friendships, business partnerships, definitely marriages, you know, having the freedom to explore maybe how you communicate together or how you spend time together, or, you know, what kind of changes or shifts do you want to call into these relationships? So it is a beautiful time to reflect as well. And again, making any changes necessary, any adjustments that need to happen so that we can live a life with relationships that feel really supportive and aligned with our energy too.
Mm.
So let's talk about the great conjunction that's happening.
Oh boy.
Have you heard about this? There's lots of chatter.
I've heard some chatter, but I like hearing it from you.
Oh, bless you.
So I don't listen so much to it.
All right. Well, we've got this great or grand conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter that's happening in the middle of this month, which is probably the biggest headlining event of 2020. It's major. And I just want to chat briefly before we get into the specifics of what's happening. I want to talk a little bit about critical points in astrology. And this is because where we see the planets conjuncting are going to be at critical points, which is 29 degrees and 0 degrees. So 29 degrees is the last degree of a particular sign and 0 degrees is the start of a sign. So when we break down the houses in astrology, they begin at 0 degrees and they end at 29 degrees. So a planet's strength at 0 degrees isn't as strong as it is the closer it gets to 29 degrees. So we interpret that at the time that it takes for the planet or our soul to understand the energy and the lessons that are inherent to that sign. So 0 degrees is all about beginnings. It's all about the beginnings to understand what those lessons are about that particular sign. Okay. Whereas 29 degrees is a culmination of knowledge. It's the mastery. It's the final understandings that we've learned about that sign.
Okay.
So we've talked all year about Saturn and Jupiter hanging out in Capricorn, right? Mm-hmm. We've had major changes happening in the world around us. And before these planets slip into Aquarius later this month, they will both be spending some time at this critical degree of 29 degrees of Capricorn, where there becomes a sense of finality and understanding about what has transpired within this Capricorn energy. This final degree poises us for change, whereas 0 degrees is the planets taking those initial steps on the road ahead to discovery, to discover its their new journeys and the new work to be done within Aquarius. Okay, so December 7th, we see Saturn move into 29 degrees of Capricorn, followed by Jupiter on December 14th. Now, the first conjunction happens December 15th and 16th. We see Saturn and Jupiter at 29 degrees of Capricorn. And this is, like I said, tremendous, probably one of the most anticipated astrological events of the year. So Saturn rules restrictions and discipline and responsibility and authority. And Jupiter is the planet of growth and hope and possibility. And we see a conjunction between these two planets every 20 years. However, every 200 years, these conjunctions take place in a new sign and a new element, instigating a brand new cycle. So that's what we're seeing here. Jupiter and Saturn have been in Capricorn long before any of us were born, and we are witnessing the finality and culmination of the lessons of Capricorn and view this tremendous shift into Aquarius and the sign of air. So we're moving out of Earth, right? Earth is all about fossil fuels, all about machinery, all about the material world. And the air signs are all about disseminating information. They're about advances in technology and medicine. It's and particular to Aquarius, all about the connection of humankind as a whole. So 29 degrees of Capricorn is that culmination of energy within the sign, understanding more clearly and with mastery how we've been building our lives and what we're coming to understand and accept about ourselves. So this is a long-term reflection back on what it means for us to live a life that we feel really good about. What resolved karmic themes do we still need to settle? There's an astrologer named Elias Lonsdale who refers to this critical degree of Capricorn as the architect carefully surveying old ruins. And I love that visualization of seeing that outer skeleton versus the inner essence of seeing what was previously built and torn down and what still lingers when it's crumbled away. What are those lessons that we've learned? What is the essence that's left behind, that innermost truth that we bring ahead on our journey into Aquarius? So it's major.
Like what I'm thinking of now is like how you said that it's really about technology, and because it's such an earth sign, I think of like all of the advances that, how long have we been in Capricorn? You said 200 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For the past 200 years, let's seriously think about all of the advances we have had in physical stuff, like tangible stuff, the automobile, the computer, remember flip phones? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
The advances that we've experienced and how quickly everything transpired. You know, I feel like it was just yesterday that I had that Nextel?
Oh, yeah.
The Nextel flip phone. And now I basically have a computer at my fingertips at any given moment. Just like the advances and how quickly things have grown. We have electronic cars now. And it's like, wow, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's major.
Yeah.
And Capricorn has a really relentless work ethic, and implements plans and acts out of shared determination. So we've seen a lot of this growth around like capitalism, right? Mm-hmm. And moving ahead with like, especially in the US with like personal and small businesses and also, you know, major like Fortune 500 businesses. And these are the sacred elements of Capricorn: determination, the hard work, not the overdeveloped ego of Capricorn that has been torn away. That's what we've been seeing break down, like supremacy, corporate greed, or like productivity that's measured in Instagram followers. That's all like the overdeveloped ego side of Capricorn. That's the stuff that we're deciding, we're not going to bring this up forward with us. This doesn't need to come with us. This is not the sacred lessons of Capricorn that we want to hold true, right? It's that energy of Capricorn that's decaying. And 29 degrees of Capricorn emphasizes the lessons that we've learned about personal accountability and responsibility, redistribution of wealth, and the need for systemic planning, and even like ecological limits of the earth so we can properly and carefully utilize resources. It's all of that stuff. It's shifting into looking at the world and saying, we need to be doing a better job of caring for it. How can we be smarter about these resources that we're using? So these lessons of Capricorn remind us as we move forward that deep and lasting progress takes time. Capricorn is the sign that is willing to do the hard work over a long period of time. And that's the lesson that we should take forward, that we need to build these necessary frameworks together in order to achieve our long-term goals and visions. And Pluto's influence here also reminds us to give it our all, to just go all in while not becoming too attached with the outcome, right? This is a really significant lesson of trusting and having faith about our future and the possibilities that await us, and not being too transfixed on it has to be a certain way. Like it can only be a certain way. Pluto's like, no, let's focus on the journey here and know that something incredible is waiting for us, but let's not decide what that has to look like yet. So surrendering is where this transformation really flourishes, but we have to make room for it all to happen. So big breath about this 29 degrees, this finality, this reflection in Capricorn. And then let's chat about December 21st. I think there has been so much chatter about December 21st being such a major day throughout this world. Have you seen this on social media? Yes. Everyone's talking about it. Yeah. And there's such a spectrum of people being excited about it. I see people being like, it's the end of the world on December 21st. I'm here to tell you it's not the end of the world, but it is major and it's great. Okay. This is fantastic energy. If there is something long-term that you want to be manifesting, this is the day to really do that. But I want to break this down because there are layers of information and wisdom that come through on December 21st. So the 21st here in the Northern Hemisphere is the winter solstice. So it's the summer solstice in the Southern Hemisphere. So this is a signal, a cardinal sign, a signal of another seasonal change. So Capricorn represents our traditions, and Aquarius represents innovation. So truly, we are standing on the brink of out with the old and in with the new. So astrologers have long called this grand conjunction because of the influence and effect it has in shifts in world power. So 2020 is the final year of this 200-year cycle. So for the next 150 years, we are going to see all future great conjunctions occur in air signs. So Aquarius, Gemini, Libra. So this is really going to blow open the doors of innovation, technology, and invention. We're going to see rapid changes here in this area of our life, which is super exciting. And Saturn and Jupiter did their massive work at illuminating and tearing down, I should say with help with Pluto too, we can't forget about him, tearing down decaying power structures and what we've witnessed in their last grasp of control. That's why 2020 has just been like so major, because we've been seeing all of this old decaying matter not gently fall by the wayside. It's been like an avalanche, right?
Yeah.
So Yeah. So the astrology of 2020 has shown us the importance of clearing out what is old and blocking our growth in order to turn the soil into that rich foundation to seed our new visions into. So what we understand this new world and collective belief system to be, we know that it's not going to happen overnight. Okay. We know it's going to take some time. These kinds of shifts take decades to implement. But if Aquarius offers us any insight into how we can kickstart this party, if you will, it's through a very humanitarian lens and how we live, how we can work and cooperate together, starting with each day. It's gonna take each day at a time to build in momentum, to build in strength, to build in this collective power. So this conjunction will be asking us where we can let go in order to move ourselves into this humanitarian mindset when Jupiter and Saturn conjunct at 0 degrees of Aquarius. Jupiter is here to expand our minds to new, unique ideas in Aquarius, since Aquarius is so great at looking at the world through a very eccentric lens, while Saturn creates the structure for us to pour out these visions into in order to create tangible results. So this is societal and cultural revolution happening right before our eyes. And the exciting part is that we are the creators. We are the co-creators of all of this. And, you know, when I was looking at simply the numbers, December 21st, 2020, from an intuitive angle, I connect with my own guides when I do the astrology readings. And I had this download about what this means for the individual soul and the message of creation when we're looking at the date of December 21st, 2020. And the number 21 in numerology holds the vibration of transformation and inspiration. So where do you want to be moving forward? What changes are you embracing in your life? And if you take two and two from 2020, 22 is a master number. So it's associated with the master builder, having the ability to turn our biggest dreams into reality. So here's where that manifestation energy comes from with December 21st of 2020. So this day is really ideal for setting intentions that you want to manifest either through like journaling or candle magic or a ritual that resonates with you. But take advantage of this incredible energy, this fresh energy, to plant the seeds of what you want to grow and transform over the next 20 years. So this manifestation is all about long-term here. So really dream big.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. Oh my gosh. Like,
oh, we're finally moving out of 2020 and there's hope to be had.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's close out the month with a really beautiful full moon. Now, this is December 29th and 30th, depending on where you live in the world. This is a double full moon in Cancer. And it's called a double full moon because we saw a full moon in Cancer at the beginning of January in 2020. It was on January 10th, to be exact. So this is another cycle that is coming to an end. So anytime you see the term double moon, it means that we've had two either full or new moons in the same sign in the course of the year. And actually, if you go back and look, we've actually had four moons full and two full moons and two new moons in Cancer this year, which to me is a signal from the universe calling us home. It's asking us to come back to center and remember who we are at a soul level. The energy of this moon is, for me, emotional. And it's really beautiful. It's this sense of being called home to self, being called home to source, to universe, is really powerful to me when I consider how divided we have all felt over the course of the year. All of these changes and events that have happened that have been really destructive and really violent and difficult, and people in, you know, whether you're in, they're your friends or your family, of just feeling disconnected. So this energy of Cancer, of calling us home to our safety, is beautiful. It really resonates with me very deeply. And this final full moon of the year stations at 8 degrees of Cancer, which is interestingly where we saw the north node of karma when we had a full moon in Cancer back on January 10th. So we can consider this lunar light to be shining on our intentions and our activity over the last year, as well as our sensitivity and our journey into emotional maturity, since that's what Cancer really exudes. So individually, this moon illuminates our capacity to let go of our emotional past, especially surrounding the issues that may have come up for you in the last couple of months, particularly from Scorpio season, from all of the shadow work that you've been doing. So you can see how all of these planetary cycles are coming together in this beautiful encore to finish out the end of the year. And like I said, for me, the energy of this moon really brings into view everything we've experienced over the last year, the challenges, the surprises, the heartbreak, the fear, the frustration. You know, 2020 has been extremely pivotal, one for the books. I haven't had enough coffee this morning. And in so many ways, and at so many levels, it has really brought both swift and long-term transitions that you might still need some time to really digest in order to fully understand. And I really feel that. I don't know about you, Erica, but there's stuff that's happened where it's like over the course of the year where you feel like you've had the rug pulled out from underneath you, right? You're just kind of like spinning, like, wait, what happened? How do I make sense of all of this? Or maybe it's a relationship that suddenly ended, or, you know, all of these swift changes, whether in your personal life or collectively, that we've seen play out. And it's like, we're still trying to fully understand, like, what's going on? What happened? How do I feel about this? Right.
And I'm just laughing because that's exactly like how I've been like sitting here, because I'm reminiscing on the year and I'm like, what just fucking happened?
I know. And I think so many of us have been surviving, really, really the word here, surviving this year in either fight or flight mode. We haven't been relaxed. We haven't just been like easily kind of meandering through 2020, just allowing things to happen and being like, this is wonderful. No, we're like barely hanging on by a thread here.
Right. I mean, yeah. It's so true, because not just like what's happening in the world with COVID-19 and the elections and just the hot dumpster fire that is 2020 as a collective, but I'm thinking in my own life and like the things that I've had to deal with just on a personal or business level. I am just like, this, if you can get through 2020, right? Like, I think like, I really am so hopeful for the next year. I'm not saying it's going to be all rainbows and butterflies by any means, right? But I'm so hopeful for it, because as an Aquarius myself, I know the vision that the sign of Aquarius holds. And I know that, you know, the faith, I feel like Aquarius, it's a very faith-driven sign. You know, because some of the stuff that we come up with and some of the visions and some of the ideas are very different, to say the least. And it takes a certain level of faith and surrender to be a visionary. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if he's an Aquarius, but Elon Musk.
I'd have to look that up.
I would love to know his three major, because
I would too.
You know, he is building machines to get us to Mars, guys. And he said on an interview that within 12 years, the first person will be able to go and live on Mars. That's insane.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. We've been watching all of the SpaceX launches, and it's like, this is history happening before our eyes. And you know, some days this last year, it has felt like these daily escalations and like unexpected news just kind of like dropped like bombs, right? And we're like, wait, this is not normal. This is not normal how we're living right now. And now we've gone through the year and we're looking back and it's like, bye-bye normal, what we thought was normal. We're creating,
what's that?
Yeah. We're creating new ways of being, and that rapid change is really exhausting. Yeah. And you can still be hopeful and be tired, you know,
and I love that you're saying that, like, normal, what's normal? Stop using the term normal. I hate that, you know? Yeah. And you know what I love, and I know that you'll love this too, is that, you know, Harry Styles was the first man to grace the cover of Vogue in a dress.
Mm-hmm.
And we are Harry fan, like we are Harry stans, I have to say. I love him. But him being an Aquarius himself, I am just like, what a beautiful start to the age of Aquarius, where we are just bashing normal. It should never, you know what I mean? Like it's what society tells us is normal. And I think that Aquarius is all about being like, no, you create your own normal. You create the vision of your life and what you want to do and how it should be. You should never listen to somebody outside of you to tell you what is normal for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh man, I'm so excited.
Yeah. So let's just wrap up this full moon in Cancer, because this is a beautiful way to kind of tie up 2020, which I already mentioned is happening the 29th and 30th. And, you know, if there's anything that I have learned through my astrology practice and my study about the sign of Cancer, it's that at a soul level, when we can become a beacon of light, when we can be that safe harbor for ourselves and for others, we can find unlimited nourishment and limitless compassion for others and for ourselves. And we can come to know ourselves as this extension of source love. Mm-hmm. And this quality or this revelation comes to us through unconditional love. Cancer represents the mass consciousness. And it's as, so one of my favorite astrologers, his name is Alan Oaken. He also views astrology from the soul level. He describes Cancer as the many is seen as a reflection of the one, and the one is seen as a whole. And it just so beautifully sums up the energy of the moon, but also of what we're learning about ourselves. It's really hard to feel that we're all one and all whole when the world, or at least very much here in the United States, when we feel at odds, or we feel very divided, probably more than we ever have. But herein lies the opportunity. How can we work together to create this safe harbor or this beacon of light? How can we access and share this unconditional love and recognize each other from a soul's perspective in order to move ahead into Aquarius to create this new world of belongingness and progress? So, you know, Cancer is so much more than family and safety. It's integrating and anchoring our soul's force and our soul's light into our physical bodies in order to bring cohesion into the world around us. It's the sense of psychological belongingness, of moving forward, moving beyond the feelings of this is my home or this is my family, but seeing that that unit of belonging is all of humanity, that we belong to each other, that we should be making these changes for one another, that we should be creating space at the table so that everyone feels seen and loved and cared for. And I don't know, it just feels like the beautiful, most beautiful way to think about moving ahead into this next year, about creating this new world, creating this new earth, creating this new normal, if you will. About how we want to treat each other, how we want to work together, you know, utilizing this Aquarius energy. How do we want to build together a world that we all feel at home in?
I love that. Yeah. I love that analogy.
Yeah. So big month, lots of really incredible transformative moments, energy to take advantage of. I'm really happy to be able to share that hopefulness, and you know, I hope you guys are feeling it too. The next year, I've already started to kind of build on what's going to be happening, and there's still a lot of intense energy, but I really do sense this undercurrent of hope and optimism, and we should be really allowing ourselves to feel that frequency and to know that we're going to have to work hard. There still is a lot of work to be done. but to know that like we have each other's backs, that we are in this together and we've been through this challenging year together and we will rise out of this challenging year and build together. You know, that connection doesn't stop here. Connection doesn't stop just when the trauma ends, right? Or the pain ends, because it's not like that. So yeah, there's a lot to reflect about, a lot to let go of, a lot of things that we can dream big about that we want to bring towards us and manifest. So yeah, enjoy this month, you guys.
Yeah. Very much. It's a very like bittersweet feeling. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I'm sitting here like, wow, we got through 2020. We did it.
Yeah.
But there's also like, you know, I feel as though like I'm looking at it as is like, okay, December's a little bit of a break. You know what I mean? But then on to bigger and better and more innovative things.
Yep. There's still so much work to be done. Mm-hmm. So right. much work to be done. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right, Hannah, thank you so much for coming on. And yeah, your podcast isn't coming next month, is it?
It is launching in January 2021.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it in the next episode, but that's your sneak peek, guys. There Hannah is launching her own podcast. I am really super excited for it, but everybody have a wonderful month. I will see you around the internet. And Hannah, thank you for coming on.
My pleasure.
Want a place to develop your psychic and mediumship abilities? The Modern Mystic Society is now open for enrollment. This is a low-cost monthly membership that gives you access to monthly trainings, 4 virtual live development sessions, and access to a community of like-minded healers, lightworkers, and mystics for less than $1.20 per day. Head on over to ericarusso.co to join today, but hurry, this offer is closing soon. I'll see you inside the society.